Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Back to the match. The show was nearly stolen by the Uachtaráin of the Cumann Lúchlasc Gael, Jarlath Burns, who's from Armagh. As you know, he shed a tear afterwards when he embraced his son Jarly Óg, who came on as a sub yesterday. Father and son, now All-Ireland medalists for Armagh, 22 years apart, the county's only All-Ireland medals. But his speech was absolutely superb. GAA presidents, they come and go, and sometimes they just, you know, kind of phone in a printed, dull script without any feeling any of it. But minutes before he presented the Sam Maguire to the captain, Aidan Forker, Jarlath Burns, he decided to include everyone in Gaelic games, and I think it's a speech worth replaying.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a parent who's put a set of GAA posts in your back garden, this belongs to you. If you're a coach from under 8 to senior, this belongs to you. If you're a member of the committee at any level that organises our games voluntarily, this belongs to you. If you're a linesman or an umpire at our club matches or our underage games in the cold winters and wind, this belongs to you. If you light the pitch or cut the grass or put out flags, today belongs to you. If you make the tea after the game, or if you're a teacher who gives up your time to help our pupils develop our games, this belongs to you. Today is your day, because the GAA is where we all belong.
Wow. You don't hear the suits talk like that often. They usually sound more like 1980s county councillors after a large dinner. And the captain's speech was very good as well. Aidan Forker, an interesting thing, and it's about the sacrifices that players put in sport. Aidan Forker, he once missed his brother's wedding, which was in New York, because it clashed with the championship game featuring Armagh in 2018. You might say it might be foolish in many ways, but then you look at the motivations that people had. Rian O'Neill and his brother Oisín, they buried their uncle Pádraig on Wednesday. He became ill with a heart attack after the Kerry match. But of course, the saddest of all is the story about Niall Grimley, whose brother and wife, Patrick and Kira Grimley, that's Niall Grimley's brother and his sister-in-law, and their close friend, by the way. They died in a car crash only last November, and they were coming back from celebrating Patrick Grimley's 40th birthday in Dundalk. The couple had three young children, desperately sad, and it really, really motivated young Grimley there. And these are the stories, I suppose, that motivate people in grief, and it's how victories provide a bit of meaning to the suffering. But most of all, it's a huge, huge day for the fans, the remarkable fans. We were talking with Philly McMahon on Friday about how loud and brilliant the Armagh fans can be on the Hill and in the Cusack stand and on the Hogan and up in Silverbridge, Arcady or Lurgan. It was a special day for the Orchard County. Here's how it ended on BBC Northern Ireland.
Could it have happened? It has happened, because those players on your screen truly believed it was going to happen. And Kieran McGeaney has got his day. The man that's done it as a captain bursts into tears. He has guided his side, his county, his men, his family to the All-Ireland. The day, the year, the season belongs to the fine man from County Armagh.
It belongs to Armagh. Let's talk to one of those fans now. Niamh Thornbury is an Armagh super fan. She's from Lurgan. Good morning, Niamh.
Morning. How are you?
How are you coping this morning?
Still doesn't feel real. It feels like a dream. I got goosebumps again listening to all the speeches and the videos from yesterday there again.
It's a special day when it's your county that does it, and so rare.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Days like it don't come for us very often. You know, we've had some bad days following this team, so it makes this day even more special.
Who did you went to the final, didn't you? You were in Croker yesterday.
Yes, I was indeed.
And who was with you?
My daddy, and then my brother was a couple of rows down from us as well, so he was.
Your dad, Alex, and your brother's Rory?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, I'd say now the final whistle was an emotional minute for you.
Just jumping in, I can give my daddy a hug and all. I'll never forget that, so I won't, never ever.
And you've been to every single match this year from McKenna Cup right up through the three.
Yeah, same every year, sitting freezing in January watching that team play, but you wouldn't have it any other way. The friendships we've made through these supporters are, it's different levels. They're crazy, but brilliant.
There is, I was saying with Philly McMahon the other day, there is sometimes like a stag do atmosphere when Armagh fans, and Tyrone as well, we'll have to give them their due. They're kind of different, yeah, different to other counties, because Monaghan now, just over slightly from yourselves, would be a bit quieter, more family oriented. But there's a kind of a crazy festival atmosphere when Armagh come to town.
As soon as matches go live, you can't get a hotel booked anywhere near ground, so you can't. We're on booking.com the minute National League fixtures are announced, and we are trying to get hotels and stuff.
Well, I came down the M1 last night. I was heading south, and all along the bridges, through Meath and Louth and places, there was Armagh flags, people standing on the bridge as you were all making your way home.
Yeah, the car horns were beating from Dublin to Lurgan, so they were non-stop.
It was wild. Were you at the match in 2002 when you were young? You're very young, I'd say.
No, I didn't get tickets. So then there was a group that went down that year, and some of us stayed in the pub, and my daddy had got a ticket. So this made this one even more special, because we all got tickets this time.
So your dad's been to the two finals.
Yeah, he's been to 77, 2002, 2003, and now 2024. So he has.
Oh my God, that's proper stuff. So do you remember the match, obviously, in 2002? You were a teenager.
Yeah, a teenager. Yeah, I remember. So same, we went back to the pub and had drinking yesterday for the first time since 2002. And I said, I remember standing on that wall waiting you to come home, Daddy, and wave my flag. And now we're all going to the match.
And of course, we remember that your mortal enemies, Tyrone, won it the following year, beating Armagh in the final, in the All-Ulster final. And they went on, and they've four All-Ireland since, and now Armagh have had to watch all of that.
it's been hard watching the other teams, especially the Ulster teams around you, you know, do well, and Donegal and Tyrone, but now we're back.
Very good. I mean, it's fun. It's absolutely fantastic. What is the best bit? When you're at the final, or is it when you got home last night and you get to see friends, family and talk to everyone?
I think the final whistle, because I was surrounded by so many people who we've season tickets. You're sitting beside the same people that know game in, game out. And to have that moment with them was brilliant. But then we got home, my wee sister lives in America.
Oh,
and I FaceTimed her. So it was lovely to be able to celebrate that with her as well, despite, you know, the distance.
There was a few tears shed there, I'd say.
Yeah, because she watched it. She went to Boston to watch it. She's about 2 hours from Boston, so she went to Boston yesterday to watch it. So she didn't. She said it was brilliant there, but she was texting me the whole time going, I wish I was home, I wish I was home.
It's sad on occasions when you have people scattered around the world like that, but it has so much meaning and power to it, doesn't it, an All-Ireland final?
It does, and like you see how it unites people. And as you were saying, the Armagh team have had some tragedies this year, and just how much that brought everybody together.
It really does. Yeah, it means everything. Have you? Are there people in what's your club there in Lurgan?
In Clannagale.
Clannagale. You've a player or two, don't you, scattered around?
Yes. Yeah. It was Stephen Campbell, and it was 100% a pass. Definitely a pass.
Soupy, that's the fellow they call Soupy, yeah, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, Soupy, it was a pass for the goalie. He knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah, he did for sure. Listen, enjoy the celebrations, Niamh.
Yes, and before I go, can I say people please do look out for the Crab and Hooker charity walk, and please donate to the McNally family.
That's a McNally, is it?
Yeah, for the two great charities, and up to £30,000 there. So keep pushing them over, and they did so well walking, and it's really their inspiration, so they are.
That's two brothers. What, they're walking in memory of their sister, aren't they?
Yeah, indeed. And they raise money for Women's Aid and Care for Caelan. So two really good charities
here.
So we would really like to keep the money coming in for them.
Niamh Thormy, thanks a million.
Thank you.
Hon Armagh.
Good luck. Hon Armagh.
Enjoy it, enjoy the celebrations and all that. And of course, they'll be looking out. They'll be looking out for All Stars as well. And the next thing, that's what they'll be watching out for sure.